Morning, everybody.
Morning, Johnny.
This morning, for this morning's devotional, I'd like for us all to turn to Psalm 139. So we'll read it through. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned at when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies do take thy name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with the perfect hatred, I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I just wanted to maybe pull a few verses out of this psalm for this morning. Verse 5 and 6. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. I guess that means literally what it says there. God is around us, and he has put his hand upon us. Verse 6 says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. And I guess we won't ever be able to fully grasp God's love for us. It is too great for us to fully comprehend. Jeremiah 31:3, it says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And I guess God's love is everlasting. It's it never ceases. Verse 7 to 12. I guess I'll read it out. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I stand up into heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light around me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And I guess if we do something wrong and we think we can hide from God or hide it from God, it's not possible. It's not going to happen, because it says here, if we go into the uttermost parts of the earth, even there shall thy hand lead me. And God is everywhere, whether it be on the top of a mountain or down a deep hole, he is there. And I guess it goes for both sides. If we're doing right, if we're obeying the Lord, it's a joy to know that God is always with us, no matter where we are. And from verse 13 to 18, it's basically the same thought. For thou hast possessed my reins. God knew us before we were even born. And he says in verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. In 16. Thine eyes did see my substance being yet unperfect, and in my book all my members were written. And so God knows us, knows us before we're born, and he has our lives in his hand. I guess I like verse 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, and I am still with thee. And Psalm 16:11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I just like to think of that when God's thoughts unto us are precious and they're so great. And then verse 23 and 24, I guess, were David's heart cry. And I think it should be our heart cry as well. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I guess 24, the way I saw it was, see if there be any wicked way in me, and cleanse me, Father, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in your truth and righteousness, Father. So may that be our heart cry for this morning. Thank you.